Hello, I'm Jimmy.
And I'm Thea.
We're brother and sister and pupils of the Dragon.
In this special episode, we share our bun break with Mar Delamore, who joined the Dragon community this September.
Mar Delamore joined as senior deputy head following 6 years as deputy head at Winchester House.
We talked to Mar today from the Science Lab.
Hello, Mar.
Hello.
When you joined the Dragon this September, what has been your favourite moment so far and why?
That's a really good and tricky question because there have been so many. But I think initially it's got to be getting to know the children that I teach in my classes. So I'm really lucky I teach science and I have some brilliant pupils that I've got to know and teach, and they've really welcomed me into the Dragon community. But also getting to know the girls. I work in Charwell on a Friday night, and getting to know the girls in boarding has been really good fun as well. So I've absolutely loved both of those. But there's been so many, I could be here all day.
You've worked in schools for a long time. What other jobs have you had?
Yeah, well, I always wanted to be a teacher, always, ever since I was at school. But after I finished school, I decided to try something a little bit different. And I went and worked in a really big pharmaceutical company. It was a really exciting experience. I got to see firsthand the types of research that goes into medicines that help to cure some really, really nasty diseases. And also some of the work that goes on to help cure diseases, tropical diseases around the world. It's a really exciting experience. I always knew I wanted to teach, if the truth be told. But I love learning about how medicines are produced and how they're sort of distributed around the world. It's a really interesting time.
When I grow up, I think I'd like to be an actress.
And mine would like to be a biochemist.
Excellent, I'm pleased to hear that.
What did you want to do for a career when you were my age?
Yeah, it was always teaching. Always. I dabbled a little bit with wanting to do some research in science, so hence a little stint working in a pharmaceutical company. And I also dabbled a little bit with wanting to be a dietitian because I love learning about all things to do with nutrients, particularly interested in things like proteins and carbohydrates and how they affect our bodies. So that's what I did at university. So I really considered looking at a career with the NHS as a dietitian. But for me, the pull of teaching was always really there the whole time.
My favourite part of school day is when I'm boarding with my mates.
And mine is games because I love playing hockey with my team.
What's your favourite part of the day?
Teaching my lessons, hands down. I get to shut the door and I forget about all of the other things going on in the world, and we roll up our sleeves, we put on our safety spectacles, and we have fun in our practicals. That and when I get to go into boarding, I love Spectrum on Friday night. It's been something so exciting and new to me to experience at the Dragon, and I've really loved hearing from, well, the most amazing array of speakers that we're lucky to have here. And I love doing that on a Friday evening with the girls and then going back and having a chat about what we've heard.
Do you like the last Spectrum of Simon Tolkien?
I did. I was really fascinated. My sister's a barrister, and I always love hearing about time spent in court. So it's a whole new world, isn't it? I thought it was incredibly interesting. It's really exciting to have somebody so talented as he is to talk to us all.
My favourite subject is English.
And mine's maths.
What was your favourite subject when you were at school and why?
I think it's a bit predictable, really. Mine was always maths. I love sport because I like doing, and I love anything where you can be actively doing something. So although I enjoy reading and I do enjoy a good book, I have to say anything that allowed me to explore, and that's why I love science, teaching science, because it really can be for anyone. So I love the fact that you can learn your facts, you can learn your science, but then you can go and do something with it. So you can, you know, practically explore things. And with that, there's no real boundaries and there's no real wrong or right. And I just think that kind of learning is really exciting, and there is something in science for everyone. So I absolutely loved it always. But yeah, I love getting out on hockey pitches, love playing netball, really like swimming. The sport was always a nice one too.
What is the most valuable life lesson you've learned that you would pass on to your younger self?
Yeah, if you try hard, you can achieve anything. And I genuinely believe that. And I think sometimes you have to have the benefit of experience in going through those tricky times and working hard and getting those achievements. And sometimes maybe not always achieving, and realizing that if you just put that little bit more in, you really can achieve anything. I think it's a really, really valuable lesson that I've learned over the years that I would love to pass on to dragons now.
Is the most important lesson that we can take away from our time at the Dragon?
Give everything a go. Just take all these amazing opportunities, all these wonderful situations that you find yourself in. Give it a go. Chuck yourself in and do it without reservation.
Great advice. My hobbies are playing the board game Dungeons and Dragons. My sister here doesn't like it.
And mine are Lambda. And I enjoy singing too.
What do you do at the weekends and in your spare time?
I like to spend time with my family. So I have two children and my husband, who also lives in Oxford as well, with all of us together. And we have a dog, a crazy cocker spaniel, that we love to walk. So we like to try and walk him as much as we can to expend some of his energy. And I've really enjoyed exploring Oxford over the summer that I've moved over across to Oxford. So exploring Oxford, going to the museums that we are so lucky to have on our doorstep, that I love to do.
Proud of the time I swam far out to sea to a red buoy. What achievement are you most proud of?
It's a really good question, one I'm struggling to answer really. I think being a mum, I'm most proud of that. I'm so lucky to be able to be a mum to my two children. But I'm also really proud of the achievements I've done academically. I hold those really high as well in my regard. But I'm also proud at the end of my science lessons when my pupils say to me, "Thank you, Ma, that was a really fun lesson." Simple things like that make me proud on a regular basis and make me strive to sort of make those lessons as fun as they can possibly be. I'm really, really proud to be senior deputy head here too, it has to be said.
It is amazing how a little bit of sodium and water can make a class pay attention. Anyway. Can you share with us a time that you have shown courage?
As in, again, tricky question. I there's so many times I look back and think, was that courageous? But I actually think if I look back to this summer, I moved my whole family and I moved myself away from somewhere where I was very happy and we were very content, and we were enjoying things, and we were dipping our toes into a whole new world, moving across to a different city and a different school. And I think that I did need a bit of courage to do that, and I'm proud of myself for just going and embracing change, because it wasn't an easy decision.
Richard Harris, who played Dumbledore in the first two Harry Potters, because he's a dedicated actor who spent his whole life doing what he loved.
And my hero is Jofra Archer, because he first got me into cricket. And again, another thing that my sister doesn't like.
Who is your hero and why?
I have lots of heroes, actually, in lots of different facets of life, but I think from my top at the moment would have to be Professor Stephen Hawking. I think the way that he managed to embrace science throughout his whole life and the adversity with which he had to overcome to continue groundbreaking research is incredible.
If you could choose a superpower, what would it be? What would be your superhero name?
So this one's slightly easier. I would double myself. And I'd call myself Double Dalimore, because what I would be able to do is I'd be able to teach and be in school and plan my lessons brilliantly and embrace everything boarding and go into all the boarding houses and be around school. And I'd also be able to be at home and I'd be able to get my house clean, and I might even be able to do the washing, and maybe things would be a bit more organised. You never know.
Sounds like a good idea. Sorry about the bell. Why did you want to join the Dragon as a member of teaching staff?
I think that I have been asked that question before, and I think the honest truth is, why wouldn't I want to be a member of the teaching staff at the Dragon or part of this community? It quite simply is the best. There's nowhere like it.
To me, being a Dragon means kindness, courage and respect.
And the same answer from me, the Dragon values.
In one short sentence, what does it mean to you to be a dragon?
Everything. I'm so proud of all that we do here and everything that, and all the energy that our community exudes. It, as I said before, there really is nowhere like it. It means everything to be part of this community.
Thank you for sharing your library with us today and answering all of our questions.
Thank you.